Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Terry Rabine, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 36 found in Grade 8, Book 3 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We'll first go over question 36 and its rubric, and then we'll move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 20 of the Grade 8 Scoring Guide, and we'll go over question 36. In this question, the student is given two monomials and asked to divide the first by the second. Please note that a Show Your Work space has been provided. The highest score a student can receive for this question is 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. In this complete and correct response, the first step is setting up the division of the two monomials. First, the constant 28 is divided by 4 to arrive at 7. Next, the exponent of the variable a is subtracted from 11 to get 8, and the exponent of the variable b is subtracted from 7 to get 6. This process results in the correct answer of 7 times a to the 8th power times b to the 6th power. Any other valid process used to arrive at this answer would also be accepted. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We've found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 22. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. In this response, the work shows the correct setup of the division process. The student has set up the 11 A's and 7 B's on top and the 3 A's and 1 B on the bottom. The corresponding variables are then crossed out until none remain on the bottom, and 28 is then divided by 4 to arrive at the correct answer. Please note that crossing out variables is a valid process. Next, we have the second guide paper, which is another score point 2. In this response, the first step of setting up the division of the monomials and the correct answer are provided. The bridging step of subtracting the exponent values is missing. However, an exception to scoring policy 14 says the final bridging step is not necessary in a simple subtraction procedure containing and resulting in whole numbers only if the difference is 10 or less. The exception applies to this paper and those similar to it. Let's move on to the third guide paper, which is a score point 1 response. The correct answer is provided, however, no work is shown. This paper is an example of scoring policy number 11, which states that in questions that provide a response space for one numerical answer and require work to be shown, if the correct numerical answer is provided but no work is shown, the score is 1. The fourth guide paper is another score point 1. In this response, the correct division setup constitutes the work. In the answer, the variable exponents are correct, but the coefficient should be 7, not 4. A correct setup and two correct exponents for the variables in the answer are sufficient to demonstrate a partial understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. The fifth and last guide paper for this question is a score point 0. In this response, a correct setup is present and the coefficients are properly divided to get 7. However, since this item is testing the student's knowledge of monomials, at least one exponential value for one variable must be correct in addition to the coefficient in order to receive any credit. Please take a moment to review these five papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 36 covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 2-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 36. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you'll find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is Practice Set 41. In this response, a correct answer is provided. However, the work does not show the division process and merely repeats the answer. This response only receives a score point 1. Next is Practice Set 42. In this paper, the answer provided is incorrect and no work is shown. Therefore, this response receives a score point 0. Let's move on to Practice Set 43. Both the answer provided and the work shown are correct. Therefore, this response earns a score point 2. In Practice Set 44, the student has provided the correct answer and has shown the correct work. This response earns a score point 2. Our last practice set for this question is Practice Set 45. In this response, the answer is correct. However, the work contains incorrect mathematical statements. For example, the equation a to the 11th power minus a cubed does not equal 8. Therefore, this paper receives a score point 1. We've now reached the end of our practice set. If you're unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.